We begin the current daf and the site of daf chavav. We begin on the bottom of chavay mebeis, three lines up at the bottom of the yamid, where the gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. That is, in our mishnah there was a halacha that was said, for example, by Amon Karen Gadol and other women that are not permitted to be married to their husbands. So although that there is, let's say, kedushin taifsin, there is a marriage halachically, but it's forbidden for them to be married. They're loy shaisis. They don't drink the meisaita if they went through the process of kina and stira. The reason being is because the pasuk says ishtoi, as the sefri says, it has to be someone that's fit to be the wife. Now, regarding that halacha, there was a machlekes in the mishnah regarding women like an akara or a zakena that they're not able to conceive a child. The question is regarding a bachar, a single man that has a mitzvah pivrivi, if he's married to that woman, if he warns her and then she does stira, if she's going to drink the meisaita or not. Tanakama said not, because she's not fit to be his wife, because he has to be married to a woman that he could conceive a child to fulfill the mitzvah pivrivia. Whereas Rabbi Elazar said, he said no, that she can marry another, he can marry another woman. He could have her as a wife and not have children. Have another one to have children from. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with being married to her. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar said that in those cases, the woman will drink the meisaita water. She is considered ishta heruila. Now, on that halacha, Rav Nachman said in Nimer Rabbi Avur and qualified, said that although Rabbi Elazar says, for example, like an akara, a barren woman, or a zakena, an elderly woman, that she will drink, because although she can't have children, that's not a problem halachically for him regarding pirvurivya, because he could have that from another woman, but an islandess, a woman that was born that way, that's impossible for her to have a child, there even Rabbi Elazar would agree that she doesn't drink. And that's for a different pasuk, where it says, v'niksa v'nizur zera, where if it turns out that she was not mezana, and she was cleansed from this suspicion, then she will conceive and have a child. So instead of a curse, she'll get a blessing. That's only for a type of a person that it's fit, at least for that type, where an elderly woman was once young, the akar was once not barren. So there, that type of a person is in the category of a nixav nizar zera, then they could drink the meisaita. But an islandess that was never fit since birth to drink, she doesn't fit into the nixav and nizar zera, and therefore she doesn't drink the meisaita. That was the halacha of Rav Nachman named Rabbi Avur. And that continues the Gemara and says meisve. But there's a difficulty from the following brisa. The brisa says, Hamikani la'arusasai b'lashemeres yabim shalai, which this brisa parallels some of the halachas from our Mishnah. Someone does kinu, he warns the woman that he's engaged to, or the woman that's anticipating giving from him. So imat shalai kansa nistra, if she didn't get married yet, in other words, she's still a Shemeres Yavam, and she's still Narusa, and she already was secluded, so the halacha is loy shaisa, she doesn't drink the meisaita, and that is, as we said in our Mishnah, because there has to be tachas isha, that she was saiser, and here it's not her husband yet, either because they're only engaged, or because she's a Shemeres Yavam. But again, v'loy noitles kisubasa, she doesn't take her ksuba, because it's something that she had done, acting inappropriate by secluding with another man, that causes the marriage to end. Now we continue to Chavam and Alf. So to Muberes Chaveru Umenekes Chaveru, if a man marries a woman that's impregnated by her first husband or is still nursing from a child from her first husband, so Loishesis Voloinoitlis Ksuba Divre Meir. Meir says that she doesn't take her Ksuba because there's no, at least suspected, that she was Mazana that's causing the marriage to end, but she doesn't drink the Meisaita. Why? Shahayir Meir, because your Meir would say, a person's not allowed to marry a woman that's pregnant from a previous husband or still nursing a child from a previous husband. And moreover, if he does get married to her, he has to divorce her and he can never remarry her. And that's a rabbinic penalty, because if she conceives now from him, it's going to cause problems for that first child or that first nursing child. So therefore, we don't let you get married. And if you do, you can never be married to her. So if she's not an Isha Ruila, so again, that fits into the category of, like Amon Karen Gadol, where she doesn't drink. The Chachamim, they argue in Remeir. Again, as we brought these halachas in the Mishnah. Yaitzi, no, yes, you don't remain married to her for that interim. But and then, however, when it comes the time that you could marry her, which is after 24 months, since the birth of the child, then you could be married to her again, so therefore they hold that you could drink. In other words, such a woman, Muberes Chaver, Menekes Chaver, would drink because she is a Isha Ruila, just not right now. You got to wait 24 months, but after that she's fit, and therefore she's considered Ishta Ruila. Now, so to a similar Machlaikis, the Haraiva, which is a term for a Bachar, which is, as we find, the term Ravya is the definition of Yelet, like Keravya, the Keruvim, were like a child. So a young boy, Shenosa Akara Vizikena, they married a barren woman or elderly woman. Now, moreover, the point why we're saying that it's a boy, a young man, is because of Enlay Isha Ubanamikar. He doesn't have any other wives or any other previous children. So then Allah is, again, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, Tanakama holds, she doesn't drink and she doesn't take her ksuba. Why doesn't she drink? Because she's not an ishta ruya. Because he has to have a woman that he could conceive a child with for a period of review. Whereas Rabbi Lazaim, again, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, Yachal hu lisacher. It's not true. He can marry another woman. And Valifras Valibras Emena, and to be fruitful and multiply from that other one. And therefore, she is considered ishta ruila. It's not a problem. And therefore, she would drink the meisait. Aval continues the Bryce and says, however, all the cases we mentioned up until now, which we said are loy shaises, there are situations where they will be shaises. For example, Amakani la Rusasa with a Shemeres Yav Mishalai. Again, like the first case, if someone warns the woman that is engaged to, or the Shemeres Yavam, about secluding with a certain man, now Umishikansa Nistara, now she only ended up secluding after that they already had gotten married. So then, oy shaisa oy loy natalis ksuba. So then, either she drinks, but she could drink, and the reason being is because here the stira is tachas isha, she's already married. Or if she doesn't drink, then she doesn't take her ksuba. So to muberes umenekes atzmoy, which again similar to like that previous case, where here she's either pregnant or nursing from himself. In other words, he impregnated her, and then he warned her regarding another man. Then again, oishaisa, either that she drinks, and the chiddush in this is of course what it means his regular wife. Is because we don't say that you don't have her drink, because if she's going to blow up and die, the fetus inside is going to die too. We say that even in that circumstance, she drinks. Or she doesn't take her ksuba. So to the next case, if a young man marries an elderly or barren woman, the yesh le isha banim, and he has other wives or children, so then again, they're also then either she drinks, and that will verify, or if she doesn't want to drink, then she doesn't take a ksuba. And again, she will drink, even according to Tanakama, because here he already was Makayim, Pirvirivya, with other children. Continues the Braisam, Eishes Mamzer. What that means to say is that a woman that's fit to be married to a Mamzer, and gets married Le Mamzer, and then this Mamzer, her husband, warns her, and still she secludes with that man. Or similarly, Eishes Nasan Le Nasan, a woman that's fit to get married to a Nasan, and gets married to a Nasan, one of the Nasinim, one of these other nations that converted to Judaism, but wasn't considered, accepted into the Jewish people, like a Mamzer. The Eishes gave the Eved Meshucher, or the wife of a convert or a redeemed slave that also have some status as a Jew. The Islandess, or an Islandess, which again is a woman that was born without an ability to have a child. Oishaisa Oilinatelis Ksuba. So then, in all these cases that we described, either that she drinks, or she doesn't collect a ksuba because she's not drinking, which the Gemara later will ask regarding all these cases. Seemingly, it's pretty obvious. Why would we think that these cases, if they're allowed to be married, that they wouldn't drink? But one thing that the Gemara wants in this price is, Ketani Mia, one thing that we learn is islandness. We said in this last case, from all these cases, that drinks, the Meisaita is an islandess, to Yufta Rav Nachman, so seemingly it's a refutation of Rav Nachman, who he qualified that in the opinion of Rabbi Lazar, that an islandess is not going to drink, so then no one's going to say that she's going to drink. Yet here we have a Braisa that says clearly that an islandess is going to drink the Meisaita. So Amalchor Rav Nachman, would tell you that Tanoihi, it's Amalchalikis Tanoim, Vano Da'amri Kahaitana. You're right, that this Braisa obviously disagrees with me. And obviously that's in the interpretation of Rabbi Lazar, because according to Tanakama, any woman that's not fit to have a child, or if here he has a child from another woman, but the point is that regarding an islandess, here we see that there is going to be drinking. Obviously he's not going with the interpretation of Nixu Nizazera. He says, I say like a different Tana, who holds that only by Anakara and a Zakena does she drink, but not by an islandess. The Tana like Linda Bryce. Shimon ben Elazar Omer, he says, "Islandess loy shaisa v'loy natalis ksuba." So Rav Nachman says, "I hold a group Shimon ben Elazar, who obviously, as the Gemara will prove, also is in the interpretation of Rabbi Lazar, and still even though Hosek Abulaza that an Akar, let's say, and a Zakena do drink the Meisaita, but an Alnis will not. And the reason being that he says the Alnis does not drink is Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, which Rav Nachman had brought as his source, says, V'niksa v'nizra zera, that if she'll be cleansed, then she'll go ahead and have a child. So the understanding is, Misha Darka Lazria, the type of a woman that's normative for her to be able to conceive a child. Yatsa Sazush in Darka Lazria, that excludes the islandess that's not normal for her to have a child. Meaning, from the fact that Rav Shimon ben Elazar only picked as excluded from this pasuk the case of an islandess, obviously he holds that only an islandess that was born that way, but an Akar or Zakena, would drink. Now that's why the Gemara, an interpretation of Rav Shimon ben Elazar, brought the proof why an Alnis would not drink from this pasuk of Nix of Nizra Zera, and not because she's not fit to be maintained as a wife because she cannot conceive a child. Obviously, it's because Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds like Rav Elazar. That's not a problem because you can marry another woman and be fruitful and multiply and have periyver from another woman. And still, Rav Shimon ben Elazar is saying that an Alnis not. That is like the opinion of Rav Nachman in the interpretation of Rav Elazar. Right, the previous braisa obviously disagrees and holds that an Alnis in all circumstances will drink, and that's because that's not a problem of what would be the problem of an Alnis. If you don't hold to the interpretation of Rav Shimon ben Elazar of Benixa ben Izazera, where then the only problem would be is that because you're not able to have a child, but then that's not any different than Akar Zakeinu, which Rav Elazar holds, that's not a problem. So that's Rav Nachman answer. He says, you're right, it's a machlekes tanoim, and I hold like Rav Shimon Elazar in that interpretation of Rav Elazar. But now the Gemara asks, but for Rabbanan, according to the other opinions that they say that an Alnis does drink, which we just brought in the previous Brisa, Sahai v'nixav nizra zera mayavdilei, so then what do they do with this pasuk? Seemingly, Rav Nachman is correct as an interpretation of Rav Elazar, that an Alnis in all circumstances, according to everyone, can't drink, simply because she's not able to conceive a child. But they hold an Alnis does drink. How so? So the Gemara answers, Mibayilu l'gedetanya. No, they don't use that pasuk as an exclusion of an Alnis. They use it for a different drasha, and that's what's coming to explain. But an Alnis, even though she's not able to conceive a child, is not excluded of the parasha of drinking the Saita waters. Now, so what is it coming to teach? Like that says, v'nixav nizra zera. It says in the pasuk that she'll be cleansed and she'll conceive a child. Now, what that means is, shim hoisa akara, that means that if she was a barren woman, nifkedes, then she will be able to conceive. That's the Rebbe Kiva, that's the opinion of Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva holds that the pasuk is coming to teach you, v'nixav nizra zera, even if up until now she was not able to conceive a child, if she was falsely accused and she drinks to cite the waters, instead of cursing, it's going to bless her and she'll be able to have a child. Now, on that, Amalei Rabbi Shmuel says to Rabbi Kiva, Im Kain, if the interpretation would be like you're saying, then Yistru Kol Akaris V'Yifkadu. You know what all the barren women are going to do? They're going to put themselves in a situation where the husband's going to accuse them, going to warn them with Kinoi, then they're going to seclude themselves, then they're going to drink the Meisaita, and then they're going to go ahead and conceive a child. Now, the problem with that is Vizu, but then any modest woman that's a barren woman, you're telling me Hoyvul Nistra Hefsida? Because she doesn't do this problematic situation, which is you're not supposed to seclude yourself with another man, she's going to lose out? That doesn't make sense. Rather, Im Kain Matam Olemi V'Nikstav Nizrezer, says Rabbi Shmuel, so then what does the pasuk mean to say? It means, Shem Hoysa Yeledes B'Tzar, if when she would usually give birth would be with pain, Yeledes B'Revach, then she'll give birth with ease. Nikavos, if she always would give birth to girls, Yeledes Zecharim, she'll have boys. Kitzarim, if they were short, Yeledes Aruchim, they'll be tall. Shacharim, if they were dark, Yeledes Levanim, then they'll be born more fair-skinned. Again, according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's that V'nizra Zera will be the more ideal what she wants, or according to Rabbi Kiva, it's even having a child at all. But either way, that's how the Rabbanan interpret the pasuk of V'nizra Zera, to tell you that drasha, that she'll have either children or even better children or a certain type of children, but not like the interpretation of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, which was like how Rav Nachman qualified in the previous daf, in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that V'nizra V'nizra Zera means to say that you have to be able to conceive a child, which would have to exclude an illness. Even according to Rabbi Elazar, who holds that Akara and Zakena are included in drinking, because it's not a problem about pervia because you can marry another woman, an Alnis is an exception to that because she's not in the category of Benixa Benizra Zera. Now the Gemara goes back to explain some of the concepts mentioned in the Braisa. We said that Eishes Mamzer LaMamzer. We said that if you have the wife that's fit to marry a Mamzer, not every person is allowed to marry a Mamzer, a woman that's fit to marry a Mamzer, and then marries a mamzer, and then he warns her, and then she does stira. So we said either she drinks, or she doesn't get her ksub. So ask the Gemara, pshito, it's pretty obvious. It's an appropriate marriage. Yes, it's a mamzer, but this is a woman that's allowed to marry a mamzer. So then it's pretty obvious that she would drink the meisaita. Why would we think not? And that the Gemara answers, ma'adr tema fushib sun loy leifesh. I would have thought to say that we don't want more illegitimate children in the world. We don't want more mamzerim. And therefore, to the contrary, we don't want to make peace amongst them. Actually, hopefully that they won't have more pervivia, because all the future generations are going to be mamzerim. So therefore, maybe we would think that we don't give her the option of drinking the meisaita to cleanse herself. That's what the chiddush is. That no, since it is an appropriate marriage, allowed to be married, therefore she does have the option, not just having to leave the marriage, but she has the option of drinking the meisaita to prove herself that she was not unfaithful. Then the Brisa said, so to Isha's Gerva Evan Meshuchar, so to if you have a woman that's fit to marry a convert, or an Evan Meshuchar, which is an Evan Kanani that's freed and then becomes like a Yisroel, or the islandess, that we said those women are going to drink the Meisaita. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Pretty obvious. If a woman's allowed to marry a Ger or an Evan Meshuchar, why would we think that she wouldn't drink? So that the Gemara says, it says in the Pasuk, Dabel b'nei Yisrael, you should speak to the Jewish people, and I would think, v'loi gerim, and not converts who are not the b'nei, the sons of Yisrael, of Yaakov Avinu, k'mash molon, that the ger is included in the b'nei Yisrael. And that the Gemara says, v'eim ochanam, why don't you say that? Say that b'nei Yisrael means, and not a ger. So if a woman's married to a ger, it wouldn't apply for the parasha of drinking the meisaita. And the Gemara answers, v'amar to ribu Yehud, there's a superfluous term of, and you should say, to say that even to the wife of a ger or Evan Meshuchar, that she will drink the Meisaita. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah that said, Eishes Kayin Shaisa B'chulu, that the wife of a Kayin who was warned and then secluded, she drinks the Meisaita. Asks the Gemara, Eishes Kayin Shaisa B'shita. It's pretty obvious that the wife of a Kayin would drink. Why would we think it's any different than any other Jewish woman? So that the Gemara answers, Ma'u de Tema, we would have thought to say that the Parsha Saita, that by default has to be talking about the wife of a non-kohen. From the fact that it says in the pasuk, it says v'hiloi nitfasa, if the woman was not forced in engaging in infidelity with another man as a married woman, so then that's what the pasuk says, that asura, that she's going to be forbidden, as the pasuk there is talking about, where if a woman is unfaithful. Now, when it says v'hiloi nitfasa, that she was not forced, that's an exclusionary term. It's excluding someone else, where it's saying that it's only this woman who she was not forced, then she's going to be asur. But the inference is, ha nitfasim muteres, but if she was grabbed, if she was forced, then she's going to be permitted to her husband. Now, on that is going the next pasuk afterwards, where after that is where it starts talking about the parasha of Sait. It says, v'aval av ruach v'gaymer, that if the husband starts suspecting and he has a spirit of jealousy regarding his wife. So the understanding would be that regarding such a woman, that if you're not sure if she was Tamei or not, then she drinks, but, meaning regarding who we were speaking about in the previous pasuk, but Vizu, but the wife of a Kayin, Hail v'nitfasa asura, since a wife of a Kayin, even if she is forced, she's still forbidden to her husband. She's actually not included in v'hiloi nitfasa. A wife of a Kayin, if she was nanus, if she was raped, she's still forbidden to her husband. So Ema loy tishta, I would say that the next psukim afterwards don't apply to her, that she would not drink. Kamash Malan, that's what the chiddush of the Mishnah is saying, that the wife of a kohen does drink, and that's different concepts. The previous pasuk, Behilan Netfasa, saying that if she wasn't forced, she's permitted to her husband, that's only by Eishes Yisrael, not Eishes Kohen, that's one thing. Then when it continues into the next parasha of Saita, where you're not sure if she was Mizana or not, that would apply even to an Eishes Kohen, and she will drink the Saita waters. Now, then the Mishnah continued and said that if let's say the wife of the Kohen drinks the Saita waters and she's cleansed, so then the Muteres Labayla, then she's permitted to her husband. Ask the Gemara, Pshita, why would we think the wife of a Kohen is different than any other Saita, where when she drinks and it doesn't do any harm, she's permitted to her husband? So Amar Rav Huna says, it's Toma b'misnavnama. It's talking about where after that she drank from the waters, that then she started deteriorating a little bit. So for that is what we have to say, that she's still permitted to her husband. In other words, that we shouldn't think to say that she's a Zaina, and that's why the water is starting to do these detrimental effects to her. That the Gemara asks, what do you mean? Miss Navna, if she's starting to deteriorate, Habad Kuamaya. What do you mean? The water is starting to do its work on her and starting to inspect her. And actually, she is a Zayna. It's just that, as we explained in the previous daf, if you have a merit, it delays the extreme impact right away, and it starts going at a slower pace. So actually, why would she be forbidden? Why would she be permitted to her husband if she started to deteriorate? So I think my answer is, we're talking about b'misnamna derech evar. Talking about where she's starting to deteriorate through other limbs in her body, not in her thighs, not in her abdomen, but it, rather her head or her other limbs are starting to get heavy. Now, ma'u detei maha, I would have thought to say, yes, although that this can't be a merit that's delaying the impact, because if so, then she should have been deteriorating the way the water enters the body, which is her stomach should have bloated and her thighs should have collapsed. But I would still say, zinuya zane, that she did have relations with another man. Now, but the fact that the water is not usually doing what it usually does in its normal way, which is having the stomach bloat and the thighs collapse, is mishum debo'inezanoi, because actually she was mezana against her will. Now, just like that was in the non-normative way of how a woman is has infidelity, so too, her deterioration is also not in the normal way, which is not with the stomach and the thighs, it's rather with the head and other parts of her body. Now, you're right, regarding a regular woman that's married to a non-Kohen, that's not a problem, because an oinus is permitted, but a legabe Kohen asib, I would have thought to say, regarding a Kohen, where even if she was nena, she's forbidden to her husband. So I would say over here that maybe the fact that other limbs are starting to deteriorate, it's a sign, and hence considered as if she was mezana, albeit ba'inus, and she therefore forbidden to her husband, that's a kayin. Kamash Malan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Then no, if the only thing that's starting to deteriorate is her head or other parts, not the stomach and the thighs, then even by an ashes kayin, she's going to be permitted, and we don't say that that's a definite sign that she was mezana, even ba'inus, and that's why it's happening. Shaloi kadarka, just as the znus was in a not normative way, and rather she's going to be permitted to her husband. Then the Mishnah continued and said, the Ashes Sris Saisa, that the wife of a sterile man, she drinks, if let's say her husband who's sterile warned her and she was Saiser, she drinks to say the waters. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Pretty obvious. Why would we think not? So the Gemara says, Ma du tema, we would have thought to say, it says in the Pasuk, in Bamidbar over there, in the Parashah of Saita, it says that when they're talking to the Saita, because you strayed from beneath your husband and you became Tameh, and the man put his laying with you, and besides for your wife, besides for your husband, the Torah says, another man had laid with you. Now it sounds like that her husband has to be someone that's able to lay with her and have Zera. Now v'hai lav bar hachihu, but the sterile husband is not fit to have Zriya, because he's sterile. So I would have thought to say that Mibal de Ishach would exclude the wife of Isris, Kamash Malan, that's not what the Pasuk is coming to say. When the Pasuk is saying Mibal de Ishach, all it's coming to say is that the laying with the husband has to precede the laying with the Boil. In other words, if she never yet had cohabitation with her husband and first with that other man, then actually that would not qualify with Halacha of Saita. Now, Isris, a man that's sterile, he's still a bar shechiva, he could lay with his wife, he's able to have cohabitation, although he can't emit seed and conceive a child. Now, what Rashi says, it must be talking about when we're saying a sris, must be what's called a sris chama, which means that he was, it's some from natural means that he was sterile, which the Mefarshim point out that the Rashi we mentioned of Chavdal Manalf in the Mishnah, where said that it has to be talking about that he became a sris after that they were married, because by a sris adam, it's actually the isra petzua daka. That's not like the way Rashi is saying over here, and Rashi therefore is saying it's a sris chama, where you're allowed to maintain the marriage, because actually a sris adam, she wouldn't be able to stay married to him, because it says lo yova petzua daka, you can't be married to a petzua daka and have relations with a petzua daka. So either it's one of those two interpretations, either because it's a sris adam, it happened through man-made ways, but she had relations with him before that happened, or with Masris Chama, and therefore it could be even after, but there's no prohibition of having relations with a man that's sterile in a natural way. But again, that's the chiddush that we're saying, that mibal de ishach doesn't mean that he has to be able to have be mazriya. It just means to say that his shechiva has to come before shechiva saboil, which you could have in this circumstance, and therefore she is going to have to drink the seita waters. Then the Mishnah continued and said, al yidei kol harayis mekanan, that the warning that the husband gives to the wife not to seclude with another man because of his suspicion includes all arayis, meaning all other even forbidden relationships that she has with, let's say, his father or other type of men, that they will be included in the Isser of Kinur and Stira, and that if she does, she goes through the Parasha site. So Gemara's Peshitta, pretty obvious. Why would we think not? An Aisha's Isser is forbidden to every man, but moreover, why would we think that if it's, let's say, a relative of hers that she's forbidden anyway as a Arias, that would be included in the type of men that he could warn her about? So as we continue our Talmud Beis, because Ma'u de Tamam, I would have thought to say, Nitma Shnei Pamim. It says the word she became defiled two times in the parasha, which the Gemara later on the next daf on Amud Beis expounds to say why is it she becomes tummy as if she becomes defiled, which is ech labal ve'ech labal. She becomes forbidden to her husband now because of what she was mezana, and she's forbidden to the one that she was mezana with. So the understanding would be hecha de kol mitzra. It's only where she becomes forbidden to the boil with this man that she was mezana with, bahaz nos. With this znus, that's what the pasuk's talking about, that the parasha of Saita would apply to. Only someone that will then become forbidden, echel labal and echel labal. Aval ha, but this type of an erva, let's say someone that she's already forbidden to, like her brother, hayil v'asur b'kayme emaloi, since she's already forbidden, then I would say that actually not, that then the kinesti would not apply to. Kamash malan, that's what the chiddush is telling us, that when the pasuk is coming to tell us this echel abal the echel abayil, it's not coming as an exclusion. It's just coming to tell us this primary halacha that someone that's not a relative will then become forbidden through this kinui, but not to exclude a relative. Someone that's already a relative, that's already forbidden anyway, he could still go ahead and warn her regarding that to create the parasha of Saita. It's just coming to include, if she wasn't forbidden to him yet beforehand, some stranger, then after this marriage is over, because she's forbidden to the Baal, she'll be forbidden to him too, as Echad Leboil. So the Mishnah said, Chutzim Na'akon. So he could go ahead and warn her regarding all men, even Arais, that she's already forbidden to, except for a minor, V'chulu, etc. So Ish Amr Achmana, the reason how we know this is because the Torah says, V'shachav Ish Oisa, that a man will lay with her. Now that means v'loy katan and not a minor. So if he warns regarding a young boy that I don't want you to seclude with him, the parasha of Saita is not going to apply. Now more of what the Mishnah said, v'she'eino ish. It also, what's excluded from kinui of warning her is regarding someone that's not a man. So the Gemara is l'mutema, what's that excluding? Who's not a man? Ilem l'mute shachuf, if it's coming to exclude someone that his aver, his flesh, is already worn out and withered and dried up, and he doesn't have vigor anymore. Now, V'amar Shmuel, but Shmuel says that actually Shachuv Mekan al Yaday, that the halach of Kinu does apply even to a man that's already Shachuv, that's already all withered away. And moreover, actually, Upaisal B'Truma, such a man has Bia with a woman, and he's one of those people that are forbidden for this woman to have Bia with, he actually makes her then forbidden to partake of Truma ever again. Now, the Gemara just asks that we had asked regarding the statement of Shmuel, which, yeah, okay, from Shmuel we proved that it can't be, we're excluding from the parasha of Kinui Shachuv, because we see Shmuel says that Shachuv you do Kinui with, but ask the Gemara, actually, contrarily, Mekan Al Yad Pshita, what I mean, it would be obvious that a person that Shachuv that you do Kinui with, so who cares that he withered away and he doesn't have that much vigor, but he could still go ahead and do inappropriate stuff with her, so why would we think that the parasha said it wouldn't apply to a man that Shachuv? So now the Gemara says, Ma'ad Tema, I would have thought to say, as the Pasuk says, V'shachav ish oisa shechva zera amrachman. The Torah says, if a man lays with her, something, a laying that emits seed, says the Torah, V'holav bar hachihu, he's not able to do that anymore. He doesn't have the capacity anymore. Kamash v'lon, that's the chiddush, that he's not excluded, as we'll see later on, what do we darshan from that Pasuk. But we don't exclude a shachav from that, even though he's not able to emit seed, he still considered someone that the kinyan stira would apply to. Now, also regarding the second part of Shmuel's halacha, the Gemara asks, he said, upesel b'truma, that the shachuf, if he has bia with the woman, he'll make her invalid from partaking from truma ever again. So ask the Gemara, pshita. It's pretty obvious. If he's one of those people that are pasul, that are machal, that desecrate a woman, for example, a non-Jew, or a slave, or a chalal, or a nasan, or a mamzer, where the Gemara says in Masechet Kedushin and Masechet Yevamos, that a woman becomes pasul when having cohabitation with such a man, and we know this from the pasuk from Uvas Kohen Kisili Ishzar, when the daughter of the Kohen will be with a foreign man, which it means to say someone that is pasul. So, of course, if she has bia with someone that's a zar to her, so he's going to make her a pasul, why would we think that the shachav would be any different? So that the Gemara says, Ma'adu Tema, we would have thought to say that it would parallel a similar halacha, which is by the pasuk of Amon L'Kohen Gadol, which is the same concept, where when the Amona, who is fit for a Kohen Hetit, she could partake of Truma, but when she has bia with the Kohen Gadol, it says that that should not be a union that happens. Why? Because Lo Yechal Zara Amrachman, the Torah says that, because if a Kohen Gadol is going to marry an Amona, he's going to be desecrating his Zara, his children, because they're going to be Chalolim. Now, from the fact that it doesn't say Lo Yachel, it says with an extra Lamed, so the Gemara expounds, it means Shnei Chilulin, he's desecrating two categories, which is, one is like the Pasuk says, his children, and the other one is her, the woman, the Amona becomes a Chalala, which is forbidden to partake of Truma. Now, but the understanding you could see from that parasha is, the Isle Zera Li Chalil, only someone, like the Pasuk is, where do we all know this concept of Chilul from? From over here by Malika and Godel, and it mentions Zara, now included in the double Lashon of Chalil with an extra Lamed, tells us also the woman. But we would understand and compare and say that the same thing would apply to all of the psulim with a woman, that only someone that could have children, that then he's machal, a woman with his cohabitation. The less lay zera, loy lachal, but someone that doesn't have children, for example, the shachuv, that cannot have zera, he should not be machal, a woman, when he has be with her from partaking of truma. That's the chiddush that Shmuel tells us, that no, that he will make a woman possible for truma, because that's by Amalek Kohen Gadol, but that doesn't tell us in general that a possible will not make a woman puzzle with his bia, even if he can't have zera. But one thing the Gemara proved from this, from Shmuel's halacha, was that obviously that we do kinui even on a shachav. So again, we're back to the question, so who's this enoi ish that we're excluding from kinui, where we see that a shachav you do kinui with? So the El Rav, the Gemara says, Lema'ute Avika Chavim, when the Mishnah said that he can't warn her regarding a minor and someone that's not a man, it means excluding a non-Jew. Where if, let's say, he warns her regarding secluding with a non-Jew, that the parasha said doesn't apply. Asks the Gemara, but Vamra Rav Nuna says, he explicitly disagrees. He says that a non-Jew, you could warn a woman regarding secluding with. And moreover, upaisel betruma, and that is when the non-Jew has bia with the woman, he makes her apostle from partaking of truma. Now again, as the Gemara did regarding Shmuel, the Gemara had asked regarding these halachas of Rav Nuna, Mekanal Yada Pshita. What do you mean? Why would you think you can't warn a woman? A woman's forbidden to have be with a non-Jew. So why would you think he's any different than even a Jewish man? Why can't the husband warn her regarding creating the parasha of Saita? So that the Gemara says, Ma'adu Tema, we would have thought to say, Nitma Shtei Pa'amim. As we mentioned at the top of the summit, says two times that she became defiled, which tells us, Echel Abal V'Echel Abayel, that she becomes forbidden to her husband and to the one that she had be with. Now, the understanding is, it's only where she became forbidden to the Baal with this act of his nus, which is now making her forbidden to her husband, and to the Baal. But here, by the non-Jew, where she was always forbidden to him, I would have thought to say that actually the parasha said that does not apply. That no, Rav Nuna says, you could be mekanan even with a non-Jew. As we mentioned before, it doesn't mean you have to become usher through this one. I mean, say, only if you weren't forbidden, then you will become forbidden. Now, so too regarding the second half of Rav Nuna's statement, he says upaisel betruma, that the non-Jew having bia with the Jewish woman will create a chilul in the woman, thus making her forbidden from partaking of truma ever again. Ask the Gemara, pshita, pretty obvious. Why not? He's a pasul, and any ishzar that has bia with the woman creates a psul in her of partaking of truma. So on that, the Gemara says, ma'ad de tema, we would have thought to say that when it says in this pasuk in Vayikra, Uvas Koyin Kisi Le'ish Zar Amrachman. It says that when a daughter of a Koyin, meaning we're talking about someone that wants to be able to partake of Truma, Kisi Le'ish Zar, when she is together with a foreign man, so there the Pasuk ends and says, Bistrumas HaKadoshim Lo Yisaychel, that she can't partake anymore from Truma once she had Havai, once she had Bia, with someone that's pasul for. In other words, this is where we learn out the halacha that someone that's pasul, meaning, quote, a ishar, will make a woman pasul by having beer with her. But from the fact that the terminology used in that pasuk is kisiya, so from that we darshan, debar havaya, a man that has havaya. In other words, havaya is a term that's always used for kedushin. Someone that kedushin could be taifis, for example, someone that's pasul to her, but still, if he got married to her, would halachically be considered a marriage? For example, a mamzer, a nasin, a chalal. So those types of people in, yes, if they have bi with her, they're going to now make her pasul from ever partaking of truma. But the lav bar havaya, a type of a man that's a pasul, but that wouldn't even be able to create a marriage, for example, a non-Jew or a slave, then loy, then we would have thought to say that they're just like animals. And therefore, since there's no havaya, there's no kedushin, that actually, contrarily, they would not create a psul in her. Now, the reason how we know is that a non-Jew doesn't have kedushin with a Jewish woman is it says a pasuk in Vayikra, says ish asher yinaf es eishes re'eyu. If a man will be unfaithful with his fellow's wife, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us in the Brisa that excludes, it's only eishes re'eyu, but not eishes nachri, because a nachri doesn't have eishes, doesn't have, quote, a marriage with his wife. And a slave that we know is, of course, by Eliezer, it said, stay here with im ha-chamar, with the donkey, which the Gemara darshans, it's a am ha-doim el-chamar. Slaves, which is what Canaan, which Eliezer came from, are a people that are considered like donkeys, so they're just like animals. And as we'll shortly see, that it's not considered significant, the bia with an animal. And moreover, there's no havaya. So the pasuk that tells us that a woman becomes pasul from truma is this pasuk of askoin kisile ishzar. So it's the ishzar that makes her pasul, but it's only when it's kisiyah, when there could be havaya, when there could be kedushin. But by an eved, a kanani, and by a oivik kachavim, which is what we're discussing for Avam Nuna, where there's no havaya, there's no kedushin, we would say that actually does not make her pasul from truma. Kamash b'lan, that's what Avam Nuna is telling us, the pasul madrabi yechana, know that the oivik kachavim, the non-Jew, does make the woman forbidden with his bia from a different source, from Rabbi Yechanan. The Amr Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Yechanan said the name Rabbi Shmuel. Minayin, from where do we know this halacha? La'evit kechavim ve'eved, regarding a non-Jew and a slave, a non-Jewish slave. Shabo ala kehenes v'al leviyah v'al bas Yisrael shabaslua, that if he had cohabitation with a kehenes, a kohen woman, or a leviyah, or a bas Yisrael, that he does make her pasul, because as we said, it's not learned out from a vas kohen ki siya le'ishzar. Rather, Shanim, like it says in the pasuk, it says, vas kohen ki siya alman of a grusha. A different pasuk, it says, that if a daughter of a kohen will be widowed or divorced, so it's there where the Torah says that if she doesn't have any children from the man that she was divorced from or widowed from, so the pasuk tells us v'shavel b'savi, she could go back to her father's house, which her father's a kohen, and melechem avi atoichel, she could continue eating from her father's bread, meaning truma, which is that she doesn't become pasul from the bia that she had with her husband. It tells us why. Because Mishi Yeshla Amonis Vigarishan, but only such a husband that she gets widowed or divorced from, and now if she doesn't have children from him, so she's not possible, she can go back and continue eating truma. Yatsu Eved Kechavim Ve'eved, that excludes a non-Jew and a slave, She'ain La Amonis Vigarishan, that she doesn't get widowed or divorced from him. Why not? Because they were never halachically married, because there's no Tefisis Kedushin by Eved Kechavim and Eved, as we illustrated before. And therefore, when he dies, she's not considered a widow, and therefore she doesn't go back to her father's household. As the pasuk says, v'shava be'sevia only applies if you have amonis v'gerishin, and that doesn't apply. But eved kechavim and eved, and that's the chiddush that Rav Nun is teaching us. That's why he will pass a law from this pasuk. Now, actually, the Gemara in Yevamos asks that the drasha you can make not as a stringency on the non-Jew, but rather like a leniency. Maybe only someone that there is widowhood and divorcehood, that there, if she has children from him, that then she can't go back to her father's household and eat. But maybe by a non-Jew and a slave, even if she has children from him, maybe that she could eat. So that the Gemara there addresses on the Chof Tesim and Aleph how to answer that question. But one thing that we see from this, again, back to the question, is that we are Mekanan. We do create a kinui through a non-Jew. So who is it that the Mishnah was saying that Einu Ish, you can't warn, it can't be a non-Jew, as we see from Rav Nun's Halacha, that a non-Jew, there is kinui, you could warn her regarding such a man. So Ella, rather, this that the Mishnah said, Misha in the ish l'mu'ute mai. So what is that coming to exclude? Amra papa l'mu'ute behema. So Rav Papa is coming to exclude regarding warning her with having bia with an animal. And the reason being is because the ain's nos bebehema. There's no halachic conferment of a title zayna when she has bia with an animal. And therefore she doesn't become forbidden to her husband. She doesn't get the title of a saita. And therefore that's what the Mishnah was coming to say. If he warns her regarding bia with an animal, that doesn't qualify to create the parsha of saita. So the Gemara explains this halacha. Amalei Ravim Perzak L'Ravashi. Minoha Milsad Amar Rabbanan. From where do we know this halacha that we used as the source? That the rabbis say that ain't znus bebehema, that there is no quote znus with an animal. Tichsev, like it says a pasuk in Devarim. It says Lo Yisavi Esnan Zaynu Umechir Kelev V'Gaimer. You shouldn't bring these two items. We'll shortly explain. Beis Hashem Lekecha, to the house of Hashem, your God, meaning to the Beis Hamikdash. L'chol neder, to bring as a vow that you said you're going to bring a carbon. Kisayav Es Hashem Lekecha, because it's an abomination of Hashem, your God. Gam Shneim, both of these items that we mentioned. Now, what are these items? An Esnan Zayna means to say something that you give to a Zayna, meaning if you want to have a bia with a Zayna, with a prostitute, so you give her something as in payment, which is a sheep. She can't go ahead now and use this sheep as a carbon to bring to the Beis HaMikdash. So too, Umechir Kelev is an exchange, is a sale, where if, let's say, you want to buy a sheep, you pay for that sheep with a dog. Again, it's inappropriate, these two things, how you acquired the sheep, either through an act of prostitution or of selling a dog, those are inappropriate things. Those sheep you can't bring up to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon. Now, Batanya, we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Temura that says, however, Esnan Kelev, in other words, if a person tells a Zayna, take this sheep and have bia cohabit with my dog, or umechir Zayna, let's say he had a maidservant that was a Zayna, and he swapped her, he got rid of her, for a sheep, and that the Mishnah says mutar, and actually those sheep are permitted to be brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a neder, shenema, because it says in the Pasuk over there, gam shneyan, that also all, both of those terms that we mentioned in the Pasuk, which tells us that only Shnaim, only the two mentioned in the Pasuk, are forbidden, V'layarba, but not four, not these two other combinations, which is this Esnan Kelev and Mechir Zayna, they're not forbidden. Now, from the fact that we said that an Esnan Kelev is permitted, meaning to say, the exchange of the sheep for having her be Mezana with a dog, obviously that's not considered Znus, because if it was Znus, then that sheep that she got for being Mezana with the dog, why would the dog be any different than a man, which is Esnan Zayna? That would also be considered Esnan Zayna. Obviously, that's not considered Esnan Zayna because this deed that she's doing with the dog is not considered an act of Znus. It's something, it's inappropriate, but it's not considered something that's considered an act of Znus to qualify for the parasha of Saita. But now the Gemara returns to what we had mentioned before regarding the halach of Shmuel. So ask the Gemara, Ve'ela, now since you said, well, we finally figured out what does it mean not to be mekana aide in the ish, which again means regarding a behema. But one of the options we had mentioned was regarding a shachuf, someone that doesn't have the stamina anymore to in his aver. So we said, how do we know that not? Because Shmuel said that you could be mekana aide shachuf, someone that's impotent. So ask the Gemara, then shich vezer lo malis, then why do you need? In other words, we had said that the chiddush of Shmuel was because it says in the pasuk shich vezera, someone that could emit seed, which is not possible by someone that shachuf. So ask the Gemara, then why do you need the pasuk for them? What is it coming to teach? So now the Gemara says, miboy lelikadidani. You need it as we learned in the following braisa. Says shich vezera, regarding the parasha of Saita, shich vezera means to say that it's a laying of seed, which means to say that there is the ability of this laying, of this infidelity that it's in a place where it could create a conception. Prat ledavar acher, that excludes something that's something else. So ask him, amai davar acher, what's this something else that we're using the word shech vazer to exclude? As we said, it's not excluding a shachuf. So Rav Sheshe is prat l'shekina lo shaloi kedarkas. Rav Sheshe says, it's excluding if he had warned her regarding secluding with a man to have cohabitation in the unnatural way, meaning in anal. Not in the way that it's normal, which is the way that could create a child, which in the unnatural way cannot create a child. So Amalei Rava, so Rava asked on Rav Sheshe's interpretation, he says, Shaloi kedarka, are you telling me that there's no parasha b'saita when he warns her regarding having bia with a man in an unnatural way? But there's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches Pasuk of Beis, that talks about the prohibition of homosexuality. It says, V'zachar lo yishkav, that a male cannot lay with another male, mishkevei ishaksib. says he cannot lay with another man the layings of a woman, which is that it's plural for the layings of a woman, which is comparing the two ways that a man can lay with a woman, which is the natural and the unnatural way, which by a male is only in the unnatural way. So we see that a man cannot lay with another man the way it is with a woman. Now, the difficulty is, since we see that they're considered the same, that's considered an act of znus, so then why would you say that a woman would not be forbidden through kinui if he warns her regarding shuleika darka, if seemingly the pasuk considers that a mishkeve isha, where it puts in the same category both the natural way and the unnatural way? So Elam or Rava, rather Rava gives a different interpretation. It says, Prat, what is the pasuk coming to exclude? L'shekina lo derech evarm, when he warns her regarding being together with another man through their limbs, which means to say that he lays with her just with the closeness of the skin. That's something that he warned her, which he didn't want her doing with another man. That is what we're saying, that would not be included in the parasha of Saita to be considered a warning. That asks the Gemara, Amalei Abaye says to Rava, Pritzusa bi almahi, touching another man is just something that's inappropriate. Upitzusa mi astrachman is something that's a breach of modesty. The Torah is going to come to forbid a woman to her husband. In other words, since of course that would not make a woman forbidden to her husband, so it's obvious that that would not be considered a kinui, a valid warning to create a parasha saita. So how can you say when it says in the Torah shechva zera that that's coming to exclude if he's together with her just through their limbs and not in cohabitation? So Elam Abai, rather Abaya says, Prat is coming to exclude the Shekina Lo B'Neshika. That if he's warning her regarding, which literally it's translated as kissing, it means to say that there's going to be touching the genital, his genitals to her genitalia, that area, just the touching, that is what he's coming to forbid his wife with that other man. And that is what it's saying, that if he does such a kinui, that's not considered a valid kinui. So that asks the Gemara, that works well according to the opinion that says, Hara, what's considered the beginning of cohabitation? Zuhach nasa satara, that's when the corona, the tip of the male member, the entire area of the top, enters into the by the area of the woman. Aval neshika v'lekumi, but that opinion holds, just touching, making contact, is not considered anything regarding hara. So, hainu da'asti krala b'uti neshika, so you're right, according to that opinion, that's exactly what the pasuk would be coming to say, that it's saying that kinui does not apply for this davar acher because it's not shechva zera, means to say because it's just touching, to say that that's not considered a valid hara. But Elman da'ama, but asked the Gemara Nabai's interpretation according to the opinion in Yevamah Stav Nunhemet Beis that says hara. In other words, whenever it says in the Torah that the beginning of bia is the same as if it was a full-fledged cohabitation, as we find regarding all forbidden arayas, the Torah says, es mekayra ha'era, es she'era ha'era, it used the term hara'a regarding arayas, that according to the one that says zu neshika, that's a reference to just making contact, samaya kilamema. What are you going to say? In other words, how are you going to say that the Torah is coming to exclude this neshika, but as throughout the entire Torah, for all practical purposes, we consider hara'a, which that opinion holds is neshika, just making contact, like a full-fledged cohabitation for all halachas, except for the halach of shevcha charufa. So how are you going to be able to say that that's being excluded from this halach of kinui if that's essentially the same as a full-fledged cohabitation, which obviously is the parasha of kinan stira? So therefore the Gemara concludes and says, lo'ilam l'shekinya lo derech avam. So we have to say, like the way Rava had interpreted, that he's warning her regarding just not making physical contact with the rest of their limbs. Now, But then there was the question of Abaye saying that's just Pritzus B'Yama. How could that be that would have been something valid to be warned that we have to exclude it from? So the Gemara says, no, I would have thought to say that the Torah makes it dependent, this kinu, this warning and stira, creating saita, is dependent on the husband, where the Torah says v'kina, that he warns her. Ubalha, and the husband we see, kokopit, that he is particular about this because we see he's warning her regarding it. So therefore, we would have thought to say that would be a valid kinui, kamash malan, that no, that's not a valid kinui. Kinui has to have a certain threshold, and then if he's particular about it and he warns her, then it'll be valid for kinui and stira, and therefore, it has to at least according to that mando amma, that hara would be neshika, it has to be at least some type of a contact, ba'isei makim, if not, then even if he warns her regarding Derech Ivarim, that's what the Braisa says is being excluded from Davar Acher, from the Pasuk of Shechva Zerah, again, because we said from Shmuel that Shachav is included. So what does Shechva Zerah come to exclude? It comes to exclude if it was Kinala Derech Ivarim.